where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A 47-year-old man faces weapons charges after an incident near London Road Public School yesterday afternoon. Sarnia police were called about a suspect wielding an axe nearby around dismissal time at 3:10. He was quickly arrested and there were no concerns for public safety. Sarnia police are working to take more drugs off the streets. A 16-year-old and 17-year-old are facing trafficking charges after being pulled over on Durand Street February 1st. Officers allegedly seized over 100 grams of fentanyl, 0.32 grams of cocaine, and $475 in cash. The 16-year-old was also found to be in possession of a flare gun, which was painted silver, and two rounds of ammunition. Lambton County Council has approved a homelessness action plan. The strategy was presented to councillors in Wyoming this morning by the president of Flourish, Graham Cubitt. He says the lack of available, safe, and affordable housing options, combined with the opioid crisis, is making for longer community housing wait lists and puts a strain on social cohesion. Locally, Cubitt says a total of 490 units, ranging from affordable to supportive housing, are needed locally at five staff-identified sites on Victoria Street, Kathleen Avenue, and Ontario Street.
The key for the dealing with homelessness and supportive housing particularly is that your tenants really have very, very little income. ODSP, OW would be typical incomes, and so finding the resources to cover the cost of construction has to come from public sources. We don't want to see that be onerous on the municipal level. Attracting provincial and federal investments is key.
Cubitt says the action plan presented would cost over $143 million. County staff are going to report back to council with additional information, including the estimated operating costs for each development, and seek approval for individual projects at a later date. A big flow of air coming from the southwest over the past few days has made it unseasonably mild in Sarnia Lambton. In fact, Environment Canada warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Colson expects us to set a new record high temperature tomorrow.
We're forecasting a high of 11 degrees and the current record for Thursday 9.2 set back in 1990. It looks like the record for Friday should be safe. We're forecasting a high of 10 degrees. And the current record for February 9th, 13.2 degrees, set just last year.
Colson says it'll be relatively mild on Saturday and Sunday, with highs of 5 and 3 respectively. The second half of February will see temperatures return to more seasonal values, with highs around minus 1 and overnight lows near minus 9. And Shell has donated $15,000 to the St. Clair Township Fire Department to purchase environmentally friendly foam for fire suppression operations. Fire Chief Richard Boyes believes their department is the first locally to make the switch.
Shell is the first refinery to make the move to the foam. They've done it corporately and have investigated this at great lengths. And being a key partner of ours and to them as us, they helped us with this foam purchase.
Boyce says the foam is safer for firefighters and doesn't contain a group of chemicals which can have negative health effects. The St. Clair Township Fire Department includes stations in Brigden, Corunna, Courtright, Wilkesport, Port Lambton, and Beecher with about 150 firefighters. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 0 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon, high 11, and mainly cloudy Friday, a 40% chance of showers, high 10 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.